You're listening to the CycleX podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Welcome to the first CycleX podcast of the new school year. This is a very special episode because we have a very special guest. And not only do we have a very special guest, we have a special new guest presenter. Presenting with me for the first time is Luke Toohey. Say hi, Luke.
Hello, Nessa. Great to be here.
Great to have you. And you might know Luke's face from the CycleX TikTok page. He makes very funny TikToks for us. You'll know it's Luke because he's the only boy on the CycleX TikTok team. And we thought, because Luke is such a TikTok expert, who better to have on when we interview another TikTok expert? We're so happy to have her on the podcast. It's Aisling Walsh.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
So good to have you.
Aisling, I'm just going to kick it off by saying, first of all, congratulations on your absolutely phenomenal results. I think we all saw that kind of touching video with your mother. It was really nice to see that finally all the hard work had paid off. Well done.
Thanks.
I suppose that's not the only reason we know you, because your great results. All throughout the Leaving Cert, we have been seeing you on our screens. How did it feel being the unofficial Leaving Cert correspondent on TikTok?
Oh God, to be honest, I feel a bit conflicted about it, to be completely honest, because I did love seeing people reply to me saying that like I helped them, because I actually got so many lovely DMs of being like, you helped me, you motivated me, which was so lovely. Mm. But it kind of came out of nowhere then, and there was a lot of attention, and I had never really, because I'm not that, like, I'm quite a small TikToker, like I had never really gotten that much attention at once. So it was a little bit overwhelming, but I still enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Did you feel like there was a certain pressure put on you then, because you had kind of branded yourself as this all-knowing TikToker that knows about the Leaving Cert? And were you expecting everyone to think, you know, oh, she has to get 625. She has to, you know, were you expecting that?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think I was more nervous to put it on TikTok than I was for my college, because I was thinking, like, if I don't do well, I could hear the comments already going, she did 8 hours a day and she didn't even get her course. So I definitely felt a lot of pressure, but at least it turned out well. It went well, so yeah.
It went well, thank God.
I was meeting people on nights out. On results night, I was meeting people on nights out, and people were coming up to me going, 625! And I was like, not quite.
You must have been such a celebrity.
Oh, yeah. All my crowd was there, yeah.
Like, I know, like, from being in sixth year, like, Leaving Cert, you kind of feel like you kind of get tunnel vision a bit, and Leaving Cert is your entire life. And, like, was it everything you expected it to be? Like, when you actually sat the exams?
The exams were actually, they literally felt like a big summer test. Like, it felt the exact same as doing, like, your Christmas tests. So the exams themselves were not, like, anticlimactic, like, a little bit anticlimactic, but the year itself flew by. I thought that it would drag, and I think it just felt so fast. My exams, because I did politics, I had the last exam, so the Leaving Cert itself felt so long, because my Leaving Cert was like a month. It was just dragging, and everyone else was finished, and I was like, let me end, please.
Yeah, PolSoc was on the very last day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like the 28th. I had friends who were done like the 16th, and I was like, I'm not even halfway through.
That's actually so. And people are like, oh, you have all week to study. And I'm like, that's not that much.
Yeah. Like, I want to get it over and done with, please.
Yeah, the people who are finished within the first week made great choices when they were choosing their subjects.
They really did. My whole politics class was like, we should have reconsidered our choices.
How did you feel, like, immediately afterwards, and, like, when you had, like, nothing to do, like, that summer? Was it really strange?
Oh, no, to be honest, I was loving it. I needed to catch up on sleep so badly. I was just, and I hadn't had a job at that stage, so I was just doing nothing for about 2 weeks, and I was living my best life, sleeping all day, catching up on all my Netflix shows.
I was going to say, is there, like, any subject in particular that, like, that took you by surprise, like one you thought was going to be really easy, but then it wasn't, or, like, vice versa, if you thought it was going to be hard and then it was actually grand?
I'd say English and history were two for the actual exams that surprised me a bit. English, because I got my results yesterday or today. You could see the marks. And English was definitely, I've heard a lot of people say that it was graded harder than that they would usually get. People are usually like H1, H2 students getting H4s. So that one was a bit surprising. I thought it might go a bit better for a lot of people. And history, I loved history as a subject, like actually the content of it. Like I found history really interesting, but the history exam is like the most stressful thing I've ever done just because of the time limit. It's so like trying to write like 8 pages in 40 minutes is just, it's not fun.
Yeah, I suppose for any like people listening to this that are maybe going into 50 or picking their subjects or, you know, thinking about that down the line or have a few weeks to change their minds, do you think do you have any advice for them when they're thinking ahead, picking their subjects? You know, like you said there, if you knew maybe last year that politics would be on the last day of the Leaving Cert, maybe even more about the actual exams, do you think that certain combinations might be more challenging than others? I know a lot of people like to do two sciences because there could be a little bit of overlap with biology and ag science, etc. Is there anything that you kind of, for subject choice wise, that you would tell someone younger than you?
I think, first of all, you obviously have to know what you want to do, definitely, like in a range. Like if you know you're going to go into sciences, you need to find out if you need to sit chemistry or something like that. Because for me, I'm not a sciencey person, so I didn't do any sciences because I didn't need it. Definitely, first of all, knowing what you want to do. And then I would say subjects that you actually enjoy, because studying is not, I don't know, it doesn't feel as much as a chore if you sort of enjoy it more. Like I would never be able to study 2 hours of biology because I just hate science. But 2 hours of history doesn't feel as bad. Like,
Yeah, that's such good advice.
Do what and you enjoy.
If you could go back in time 1 year to, you know, maybe back to where you were September of 60 or facing this big year ahead of you, and it can seem so daunting.
It is,
Is there anything that you would tell past Aisling, maybe to make her TikTok account sooner or something like that? or maybe something more.
Posting then, yeah.
Keep the content going. You don't know what's going to happen. Is there any advice that you give yourself back then?
Think just tell myself that the hard work pays off. Like there's nothing more validating than doing a lot of hard work and like opening your results, and it's just such a good feeling, like knowing that it paid off. And also probably just tell myself to calm down a bit, not be so overwhelmed. Like because like you'll get through it. Like it's definitely hard, like it's not going to be easy, but you'll get through it and you'll be fine. That's what I tell myself.
That's the exact thing I would have told myself as well. It's just like, please take it easy. Like, look after yourself.
8 hours is maybe a bit too much. Yeah.
And everyone always says, you know, it's not the end of the world. And you're always like, okay, but you're like knee deep in work and it's Christmas and it's the mocks are coming up and it does feel like it's the end of the world. But yeah, no, it is important to take that chill pill and be like, listen, this is all going to be over in 8 months. You know, it's all going to be finished. And yeah, it's good to know.
It definitely does feel like the end of the world, because I know people, like a lot of people say that it's not the end of the world and there's other routes, but sometimes like when you want a course so badly and you don't know of any other routes, it definitely does feel like the end all and be all, or whatever that phrase is. Be all end all.
Be all end all.
Yeah. I don't even know.
That's not a Leaving Cert subject, so it's okay.
No. I'm not getting graded in it, so I don't need to know.
I remember that, like the day that I got my results, it was all like the focus is nearly on people who are disappointed. So then you hear loads of things like, oh, the Leaving Cert doesn't matter. And I'm just like, I'm so happy with my results. I'm like, don't tell me it doesn't matter. Like, it's wasted a year of my life. It does to me.
I think the main thing is that like it matters to people who need it to matter. You can kind of make it what you want it to.
Yeah.
So if you're not academic and you're not into this and you want to do something, maybe an apprenticeship or something, then it won't matter in your case. Obviously, you can always try your best and everything, but for someone who does have their eyes set on a course, a particular CAO course, it can feel like the be all and end all.
Yeah. No, totally. I'd definitely say that as well, because if you don't need it, like if you don't need to, like if you want to do something else, you want to do a trade, you want to do a PLC, if you don't need as much points, like you don't need to do, obviously study, if you want to do well, but like just do what you need to do. If you don't need like 500 points, you don't need to go so hard in the studying.
Exactly.
Everyone has their own paths.
And that's something I would say actually ahead of CAO offers, and like by the time this podcast goes out, the first round of CAO offers will be out. But it's just like, if you are disappointed, I know. So like there's people who are disappointed every year, and if you are one of those people, it's just to remember that there's like no one path into everything. I mean, people are going to be hearing this all tomorrow, but it's true, like there's no matter how kind of daunting it might seem, there's always other ways in. just in case what I was saying earlier was like, yeah. Oh wait.
Yeah. And you can be absolutely sure that there'll be at least like 6 Irish celebrities who sat there leaving cert back in like 2006 that will speak tonight being like, guys, it's not the be all and the end all. I ended up being this famous. Jedward are great for it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I love Jedward. My kings.
I was going to say, your man Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear, he tweets it every year around GCSE results. Yeah. I'm like, you were like, it has been like 40 years since you did it. Like, let it go. Okay, we get it. You didn't do that great and now you're rich. I was just going to ask, you're probably like, you're full of study tips, but if we could ask you for just one, like your number one study tip, do you have one?
Oh God, just one. That's hard. Just one. I definitely
very broad
say...
one. It covers loads.
Well, this is quite a big study tip. It's more of a task that I would give people is to get organized. Like, I think half of the worst part of the leaving cert is like the uncertainty of whether you're going to get everything done and like just feeling like it's such a big thing to take on. So I love a good list. I'm a big list person. So just get organized. Like what I would do is at the start of the year, it literally took me about 3 hours, but I made a list of absolutely like every topic and every chapter in all of my subjects that I needed to cover. And then every day I would make smaller lists of the things that I was going to do that day. And when you're like ticking things off and you know you're going to get through it, then you feel a lot better. It takes a lot of the pressure off. And also I just love ticking things off.
Ticking is great. That's like endorphin straight to your brain, isn't it?
Like accomplishment.
But lists, I would say lists.
Yeah, and once you are productive, it like gives you the kick to like, keep being productive. Like so you keep getting the buzz off it. Yeah,
the validation.
That's one thing like myself and Emer, who are on the normal Study Clicks podcast, we'd always say is that like so much of stress comes from uncertainty, like you said, like not knowing what you want to do. So if you like actually physically write down lists of what you want to do, it just takes away a lot of that stress. So yeah, that's a that's a great tip to give to anyone in sixth year right now.
Yeah, no, and I went a bit overdrive with it. I like counted every single thing on my list and I knew I had like 40 things. So if I had like 40 days, I knew I could get them all done. So then it takes off a lot of pressure. So do that.
So organized.
Yeah, it can be super helpful to kind of like that with the lists and with the knowing what you have to do to kind of break bigger things down. So, you know, you can look at your biology textbook and think, oh my God, I have all of these chapters studied. But if then you dedicate a week to each chapter, you kind of suddenly realize in no time at all I'll have them finished and then I can just revise again.
It feels a lot more manageable. And also like a lot of people, I know a lot of people say that they find it hard to study because they sit down and they don't know what to do. Like if you just sit there and say I'm going to study for an hour, it's hard to get started. So if you have a list, you know exactly what you need to do, you can just get done.
You are the poster girl for lists. Wow. Everyone here is, I hope they're listing what you're saying because...
Get rid of leaving cert girl. I'm list girl now.
So I suppose something else that I'm sure a lot of the listeners and viewers would notice was that you were quite active on TikTok all throughout the leaving cert. You know, you set aside the time after all the studying to make the videos, and they weren't always TikTok or leaving cert related. You know, you took in trends and stuff, and it seemed like you actually had a good time in leaving cert away from the books. You know, you're able to enjoy yourself a little bit. Do you have any tips for anyone listening for like a healthy like study life balance, you know, like kind of being able to take a step back and think, okay, this is my time, I'm gonna make a TikTok and get famous, you know, something like that.
Leaving cert on the side, get famous first. To be completely honest, I don't think like my way of studying was not that healthy. Like, I definitely think you could have a better balance, but because I literally was sat at my desk for like 10 hours a day come to like May. But before the last few months, because the last few months is when it's like the big cram, before the last few months, I would say like let yourself go out, like reward yourself. Just like don't be refusing to go out and stuff. Still let yourself enjoy time with your friends because you don't need to study 24/7. Especially if you get organized early in the year, then you kind of have the freedom to be able to do other stuff as well.
Yeah.
So let yourself go out. Also, I would also say like study in the way that suits you. Like don't, if you're not a morning person and you see people on TikTok like studying at 9 a.m., don't study in the morning. Study in the evening. Study whenever it suits you. Like make your schedule suit yourself.
Yeah. And I suppose hindsight is a great thing as well. Like even you're saying now that maybe some of the study patterns that you developed coming up closer to it weren't the healthiest. And it's kind of great that you're able to look back and think, okay, if this was again, maybe I would have been a bit more, you know,
gone for a walk
gone for a walk once in a while and stuff like that. But yeah, it's great. And I hope anybody listening knows as well that just because I know, especially as you said, in the last few weeks, months, it's always going to be cram central. Everyone's always going to be stressed. And it is important then, because you will regret it, I think, looking back and think, oh, I didn't need to completely let it take over my life. Yeah. So it's good to hear that you kind of were able to say, yeah, I should have went for a walk. Or
looking back, go easy on yourself a bit more. Get out for that walk. Get your steps up, guys.
This wasn't a question I was actually going to ask, but made me think of it there. Did you ever experience burnout from all of the study, do you think?
I don't know, to be honest, because like I've heard people talk about burnout, but I don't know if I've like fully experienced it. I think I was just so focused on like getting to that college course and getting my points that I was just like powering through it, because I was definitely like I definitely got a lot like less fit. Like I could feel myself kind of, you know, you just feel when you haven't like exercised in a long time, you just feel yourself like slowing down. I think I definitely tired a lot. But I don't know, I was so focused on my goals, I just kind of powered through it.
That's amazing. Because, like, yeah, that was going to be my next question, is that, like, your motivation is incredible. And, like, the way that you're able to say, like, I was just able to power through because I cared. Apart from, like, thinking of your goals, I suppose it's probably a good way of staying motivated. But, like, do you have any other kind of tips for powering through, as you say?
Well, the goals is a big one. Like, so if you can figure out what you need to do, figure out what you want to do, I mean, I think that's a great way of motivating yourself. I was also, this, I don't know if this is good advice. This is a little bit toxic advice. Like, I'm a very competitive person. And I had this little, there's this app called Forest, right? And you can match with your friends and you can time how much study you've done. So like if I had done an hour and a half and my friend had done 2 hours, I was like, okay, Ashley, you need to beat her. Like it's not a competition, but like you need to beat her. So then like that motivated me as well, because I just wanted to be, there's like a little leaderboard in the app. I wanted to be at the top of the leaderboard. So I'd say that helped me along with motivation.
That's actually amazing.
I know,
but also don't compare yourself to other people.
Yeah, exactly. You always hear this, don't compare yourself to other people. But to a certain extent, even teachers are like, you know, you're up against the best in the country. You're up against this private school, such a place that has grinds from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And, you know, there is always that element of you are sitting in the exam hall taking the same exam. And the only variable that's different is who's taking it. But I think it is kind of, as you said, important to also know that it isn't a competition. And, you know, to be important. And it's also important to remember, like, if I was someone who was aiming for a course that was maybe like 350 points, you know, you might not want to try and compare your study to someone who is going for that 625, you know, they're doing the HPAT, they're being a doctor. You know, it's important to kind of know, like, rationalize and be like, okay, yeah, they're doing more study than me, but, you know, am I prioritizing other things? Is this, you know, you don't always have to be at the same level as your friends.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Yeah.
100%.
And even to have that competitive edge, on yourself, kind of like kind of constantly. I know with that Forest app, I had it as well when I was in sixth year, and it was like, you know, it broke it down kind of day by day, how many trees you get, whatever. I used to always be like, okay, I'll beat myself the day before, you know, like it can be motivating to kind of like try and beat your personal record or whatever. So apps like that can be great. Actually, I think I've made a few TikToks about Forest myself. It can be really motivating for if that's the kind of vibe you need if you're addicted to your phone, like
put it away. That's also another tip, put your phone in a drawer, literally, because that's the biggest distracting like factor for me anyways. Just put it away, put it in a drawer, and then you'll stop thinking about it. That's the only thing that worked for me, because putting it on silent on my desk, it's not good enough. I will pick that phone up. You got to put it away.
I know someone who has like a box that you can lock for a certain amount of minutes, and then it just like opens up and you can take your phone out. If it's getting extreme, guys, we'll drop the Amazon link somewhere. If that
This podcast has been sponsored by Forest and locking things away in a drawer.
Yeah, and lists.
Don't forget the lists.
I suppose, as Nessa was saying, by the time this podcast is released to the general public, the CAO offers will be out. Scary, I know. And people will be listening to this in different college dorms all around the country, I'm sure, listening to their their once leader, Aisling Walsh.
Is there any particular leader, yes.
Yeah. Is there any particular university dorm you'd like to be listening to this podcast back from? Is there a particular course you would like to be enrolled in by then?
Hopefully I don't want to jinx it. No, it'll be fine. I want to do law and politics in UCD, and I at one stage UCD did send me a hoodie. So if I don't get into that course, that might be a little bit embarrassing. But hopefully
you can still wear the hoodie at least.
The dog. Sorry about my dog. Oh, he's cheering me on to go to UCD. Yeah, cheer me on. He believes.
He's like, yes, girl, you are getting. You will get wear out of that UCD hoodie.
I will. Yeah. So hopefully UCD. Yeah.
Yeah. And did you find the process of picking that course very difficult?
I always kind of knew that I wanted to do law. And I always wanted to do law because I was like a big Suits watcher. I watched all those shows, How to Get Away with Murder, Suits, loved all of those, want to be a mini Harvey Specter. So I knew I wanted to do law. And then politics, I used to, before the Leave and Start whole thing, I used to make like little political videos sometimes. They weren't actually that political. They were just kind of like making fun of politicians. like when Simon Harris followed me and all that. So I have an interest in politics as well. I kind of want to be Taoiseach. So yeah. I want to do law and politics, hopefully.
I want you to be Taoiseach.
Yeah, we want you to be Taoiseach. And then we'll get you back again when you're a Taoiseach. Like,
tips for being Taoiseach.
Yeah. What's your number one Taoiseach tip? But I was going to ask as well, aside from college and kind of the university course, which I'm sure as it is CEO Eve, it's probably on the top of your mind. Kind of definitely. Looking past that into your like future after college, is there anything are you thinking like you'd like to be a solicitor or a barrister, or are you really kind of more interested in the politics route?
I don't actually know. I think I'd be a solicitor. I'd be a barrister over a solicitor because I kind of want to go up in court and argue with people. That sounds fun.
Yeah. And that's exactly how it is. I'm sure there's no other...
Yeah. There's no work involved. I just get in there and argue. But I'd love to be Taoiseach. That's my one goal. Just be Taoiseach. But the thing is, I don't know how to, like, how do you get into politics? There's not really a clear, like, route. Do you know what I mean?
I suppose with things like that, it's kind of, I would say, get involved in, like, political societies within your university. Because I know that I go to the University of Limerick, and there are quite a few societies dedicated to each political party. And I'm sure maybe kind of that could get you in the right networks or something like that. But I suppose you will also be studying politics. So I'm sure they will tell you at some point in your politics class how to get into it.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely join some societies. Maybe I'll be joining you in Limerick. We never know. Maybe, that's like my second choice. So
okay.
Maybe I'll see you down there.
So I think those are all our questions for you. But I just want to say, like, before you go, do you just have like one like last thing you want to say to any 6 years, 5 years listening to this now? Parting words of wisdom,
get organized and start early. But start also early. No problem, like, you don't need to do 8 hours a day now. You don't need to be doing 4 hours a day. Just get on top of it. Do, you know, 2 hours a week. It's only September, and build it up. That's my words of wisdom. Build it up. Because you don't want to be stuck in like December before your mocks and being like, oh no, and like it hits you and it's not fun. So if you can get organized, do that early.
Yeah, 100%. The mocks especially, they can be really daunting because you're like, oh wait, is this the full exam? like really scary. But yeah, amazing last words. Aisling, thank you so much for coming on to the Study Clicks podcast. We appreciate it so much. You're such a good guest, and
thanks for having me.
And well, just like, I'm sure everyone listens to this probably knows you from TikTok, but if they aren't, they can find you on TikTok. You're Aisling Walsh, I'm pretty sure, if you type that in.
Yeah, just Aisling.Walsh.
And you're doing loads of study tip videos like for anyone who is.
Yeah, that's like my last Leaving Cert hurrah. I'm just going to do a study tip video for every single subject I did, and that'll be it. I'm putting the Leaving Cert to rest then.
And yeah, and follow you for your college adventures. Yeah, want to see where you go. So exciting. And I'll give a little plug to the Study Clicks TikTok as well while we're talking. We'll be posting study videos, tip videos, as we usually do. Competitions, general TikToks. You know how TikTok works. I don't need to explain TikTok. But yeah, that's everything we have to plug. I suppose rate and review the Study Clicks podcast wherever you're listening, and
10 out of 10.
Sorry, who said that? Who said that, guys?
Wasn't me.
Fine, we can have you back. Fine.
Thanks. Thank you so much as well, Luke. Wonderful guest presenter. I'll have you back on as well. Great job.
It's amazing. I'd rate it 10 out of 10 anyways. This experience, great. Everyone get on your StudyClicks podcast. Yeah.
Everyone study really hard, make a TikTok, become TikTok famous, and then maybe this could be you on the StudyClicks podcast in September of next
year. Somebody has to take the torch. I don't know what the word would be. Somebody has to take the torch for me. Someone needs to be the new Leaving Cert Girl or Boy. So this is your shot. I'm done now. Somebody else.
You heard it here. You need to carry the crown. I'm thinking like Rose of Trinity, like following on to the next one. Thank you so much, Ashley. We'll leave it there. Bye.